It was supposed to be one of the many wars that Donald Trump claims to have ended, but a peace deal which the US helped broker between Thailand and Cambodia earlier this year is already history. The latest clashes between the two neighbours are entering their third week, with talks due to be held later today. Scores of people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced in the worst conflict between ASEAN member states in decades. Dr. Greg Raymond is a senior lecturer at the Australian National University's Strategic and Defence Studies Centre. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Now, Thailand claims the peace deal signed with the involvement of ASEAN, China and the US was rushed so that the US president could sign it on a visit to the region. What's your read on that deal? Was it premature?
I think that's a fair judgment in some respects. It's a long border. It's difficult to monitor. And so I think from the beginning, it's been a fragile peace deal given a great deal of distrust between both sides, both, I guess, at the level of the two militaries, but also at the level, at the leadership level. Perhaps it could have been better if we'd had right from the beginning deployment of international observers so that we could actually stop the finger pointing and be sure that we had impartial judgments of the ceasefire. That's been difficult to have, and so it's been very easy for the situation to descend into claim and counterclaim.
And yes, both sides blaming each other for breaking the truce. How should we understand what's happened in the past 3 weeks?
Well, when you have a border that's not demarcated, it is very easy at that sort of tactical level where soldiers are moving around patrolling for there to be tensions, for there to be mistakes. Also, I guess, with the community level where people have built structures, where they're farming and so forth, all of this is ripe for confusion and mistrust, particularly when nationalistic fervour has been raised. But I think, even beyond that, it does seem potentially that there has been some disingenuous actions. Now, where we do have some independent verification, it's been on the laying of landmines. And this is something that the Thai side has been very aggrieved about. They've lost a number of soldiers and have sustained serious injuries from landmines. And whether or not these were laid in conflicts from decades ago or more recently has been an active area of debate. Now, we've had two independent reports now, one from Reuters, another one from the independent, from an ASEAN interim observer team, say that these are recently laid mines. And so that does look, in some respects, like Cambodia hasn't been really willing to abide by the ceasefire. But we don't have a lot of independent verification, but that is one data point which I think is concerning.
On Radio National Breakfast, my guest is Dr. Greg Raymond, a senior lecturer at the ANU Strategic and Defence Studies Centre. These talks today, military talks we hear, what do you think they might achieve?
Well, I hope they resurrect the ceasefire. There's quite a lot of active military activity going on, whether or not it's the Thai Air Force launching missions across the border to try and neutralise Cambodian military assets, whether or not it's Cambodian using its BM-21 missile systems to shell Thai villages. So this is just going on continuously, and all of it carries a great deal of risk. We haven't had huge numbers of casualties, but the potential remains. So really, we do need to see this end. Let's hope these talks go ahead today. There was a dispute even late last night as to the location. Cambodia asked for them to be shifted to Kuala Lumpur. Thailand doesn't want third-party mediation. They want the talks to be Chantaburi, which is a town on the border in Thai territory in the east of the country. So let's hope they go ahead and things stop. I don't think, Thailand, the Thai military has been saying things like, we want to remove, Cambodian capabilities so there's no threat to our grandchildren and fairly grandiose statements like that. But Let's hope that they will now move to an actual ceasefire and that the governments actually don't want to see this continue. But it is worrying. What's worrying is that there is an election going on in Thailand, and I think the current interim leader really does see advantage in maintaining this khaki environment.
Dr. Greg Raymond, thank you for your insights.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.